Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. Yo, what's going on? My name is Brian Jones, and in this video, in this podcast, I want to talk about something that I created several months ago. It's been sitting on the shelf. It's called The Golden Path. And it's the path to a radical head-to-heart transformation. Now I've talked about other things, such as the law of pure potentiality that I got from Deepak Chopra. And I talk about how you can apply it to your life. I've talked about other things as well, but in this episode specifically, I wanted to discuss reclaiming. So many of us, myself included, cats out of the bag, we lose sight of who we are. We lose sight of what we want. And there's several reasons why we do. The main thing though is ego and fear, which ego is rooted out of fear. Ego is rooted out of scarcity. So in this week of The Golden Path, this is where I walk people through it. So you can get your copy, just send me a DM on Instagram or message me and I'll give you a copy of this. But week four is reclaiming. Reclaim who we really are and what we really want. So whether that is, you know, designing the life that we want, whether that is just rediscovering who we are as a person without other people's opinions weighing us down, or even ourselves, our ego weighing us down. So in this, I talk about, you know, what makes you happy? What are your hobbies? A lot of people lost, you know, there's a little boy, little girl inside every one of us. And I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Like, what did you like to do? Think back to your earliest, happiest childhood memories. What were you doing? You were running, playing with your friends, playing basketball, playing football, playing baseball, playing with Barbies, playing video games, whatever it was. Somewhere along the life happened. You stopped living from your heart and you started living from your head. And when you started living from your head, you started to concern yourself with other people's opinions. Maybe you've been told no so many times and you can't live that type of way. You must live this way. And those no's eventually changed your perspective on life. So for this week, like in this Golden Path workbook, what I help people do is come up with 10 of your 10 things that make you happy, 10 hobbies. I'll share mine with you right now. Basketball, I love basketball, I love watching, I love playing. I mean, I'm not the best, I mean, statistically speaking, I think I have a higher percentage three-point shooter than Steph Curry. That's just statistically speaking. Now, am I saying I can beat him? It'll be close in a three-point shootout. It'll be close. Disc golf. My buddy got me into disc golf, and I suck at disc golf, but it's really fun. I enjoy it. Working out. You know, there was a point where I was going through some really tough times really hard times, and I quit working out, and I noticed that my self-esteem plummeted. I was more unhappy than I was when I was working out, and so I started recently getting back into working out. You know, drinking or consuming the right foods, working out, taking creatine. Come on now, I just did a little flex for you guys watching on video. Live music is number four. Like I go to the, I know you guys heard me talk about Perpetual Groove. If you don't know Perpetual Groove, man, you're doing yourself a disservice. But I love watching them perform. And unless you've been there and experienced a show, you're not gonna understand it. You're just not. Is that pretentious of me? I don't know. I don't think it's pretentious. It's just, it's like trying to describe the color blue. You just can't do it, right? You can't. Like, how do you describe a color? Anyways, spending time with my family, my friends, my girls. Six is movies. You know, I used to really enjoy sitting down and watching movies. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't. I like going out, having drinks with my friends. You know, when you get married, when you get older sometimes, you know, especially when you have kids and you get married, you know, your time with your friends gets really limited because you have other obligations, other duty. And so, but yeah, that's something that I really enjoy. I like going out, hanging out with my friends, having a couple beers, recording videos. That's something Chris and I did back when I was in real estate. We used, and even before that, we used to have a great time doing videos and just having fun with that. Number nine is podcasting. This right here, I feel like I'm in a flow, my zone of genius. I don't know if that's the right term. I mean, certainly, it's not zone of genius, but I enjoy it. You know, it's something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy taking the stuff that I'm learning on my journey in life and helping other people with it. That's something that brings me joy. And then number 10 is just spending time with friends, not necessarily going out drinking and having a good time, but or having a time at a bar or a club or whatever, but you know, just hanging out quality time, like just spending quality time with friends, you know, making that time. And so what I would encourage you to do, if you're listening to this, come up with your own top 10 list and schedule at least three of those things to do this week. You know, what did you like to do when you were a kid? And do it, you know? So many of us get caught up in the adulting and we just have had the world beat us down so much that we forget to what it, we forget what it feels like to live from that child space. So, in my opinion, happiness for me comes from helping others and serving others and working towards my purpose and my passion. And this right here is one of those things. So if you're in a rut, if you're struggling and you're just, you know, you don't feel good, you're not feeling yourself, make a top 10 list of things that you enjoyed to do when you were a kid and do it. Do three of those things at least this week. And you'll find that joy coming back to you, that childlike essence coming back to you. And give yourself permission to do that. A lot of people, myself included. So when I say a lot of people, I'm not excluding myself. I'm including myself. You know, we don't give ourselves permission to experience that joy, even if it's temporary. So that's my message for you today, is to go out and this week do three of those things on your top 10 list. And what you'll find is that it'll alleviate some of the pressures and the worry. And if you can help other people do that as well. You know, joy, man, when you're experiencing joy, most cases you're working on something. You're doing something that is related to your purpose or your passion. It's getting in that higher energy, that higher frequency. Become a non-drifter. And a non-drifter is somebody who lives towards their purpose, lives towards their goals. They, when faced with adversity, they don't run. They stand up to it, they learn from it, and they apply what they've learned and they change. They break out of this hypnotic rhythm. A lot of people would go through this hypnotic rhythm where we just get into this the same thing over and over, and life just happens to us. Break that. Design a plan on what you want, what you really want, and get in it. Yeah. So that's my message for you this week, is to make a top 10 list of things that you enjoy. Go out, do them, work them into your routine. Don't just do them this week, work them into your routine. Start doing them on a consistent basis and see how your energy changes, your mood changes. You start to feel better about yourself. So yeah, what was that noise? All right, that's all I got. Until next time, I need help with coming up with a catchy signature ending, because I was gonna say something great. I said, until next time, and then nothing came. So now I'm forced to come up with an awkward, like, until next time, I will see you later. I mean, that sucks. Give me something, give me some help. All right, until next time, peace. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you got some amazing value from this episode, but more importantly, I hope you begin to apply this to your own life so you can benefit from it. And I love all the direct messages I get on Instagram, and I want you to know that I am truly grateful for your support and kind words. Right now, I'm going to take some massive inspired action here, and this is something that I have actually meditated on and aligns with where I want my life to go. So I'm looking for about 10 people who align with this podcast and the message, and who also want to take control of their own life. Those who want and desire to create a life where they are not drifting, but are inspired and intentional. And if you are wanting to play big at life and take control and are open to creating a lifestyle where you can truly live the life you create and desire, then I want to connect with you on Instagram. I have partnered with a 6-figure entrepreneur as well as a 7-figure entrepreneur, and we are expanding our business, and I am looking for people who want to come along for the ride. If this is you, then follow me on Instagram at Brian_JonesZone. Send me a message and we can see if we're a good fit for each other and to see if we could possibly partner up. And I would really want to live life on our own terms together. Thanks again for the support and love. I appreciate you guys. Thanks again.